Put it to that if we're willing to do it.
It doesn't fall the same time every year.
I know.
I say we leave it with the gentleman in the back row there to make a decision.
So you do whatever you want to do. You know it better than us.
It's all your fault. Whatever happened.
And then, hey, and then you can just blame it on Hayes if it doesn't work out.
I got big shoulders.
Huff, how'd you get out of this, Scott? Blame it on Huff first, and then blame it on Hayes.
There you go. I like that.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank Scott. You, David.
Agreement for 2-ton truck chassis.
It should be a contract.
It's what we already awarded last week. This is the agreement.
Yeah.
Is that, there was one that Frank looked at that said, I don't think it was this one. Move to approve the agreement for 2-ton truck chassis. By and between Taney County and MHC Kenworth.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We're done. That ain't mine. Thank you, gentlemen.
Professional services agreement.
What does that mean? Is it French contract?
No. Is this
pictometry?
That's for Beacon.
That she is.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is just an updated contract to add the obliques photography that we have done to the Beacon website. They have wavered all the initial implementation tools and everything and then they'll have like a maintenance fee, annual maintenance fee to maintain all this. But I figure since we have these obliques to let the taxpayers enjoy them also off the Beacon.
And it's your recommendation that we approve this?
Yes, I do.
Motion to...
Hold on, Dan, did you read this? This is the one I was talking about that Frank had a problem with. If you want to make the motion, go ahead.
Well, I'd have to see the paperwork to see who it's between before I did, but I...
One of his questions was it didn't have the financial officer certification. Was that added? Do you know?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
There was just a couple concerns that our attorney had with it, and one of it just says that the form does not contain the statutory financial officer certification. Well, I saw Rick in here a second ago.
That may not be required on an ongoing expense where the actual dollar amount cannot be quantified by RSMO. Rick and I have talked about that before on some other contracts. We have a term and supply. Page that comes to mind. Mechanical services comes to mind, and there is a specific, and I quoted it and gave it to me copies of the financial officer's signature is not required, and the actual cost cannot be quantified. And I'm not involved in this one, so I'm going to be talking out of school.
That's okay.
I know it's only $900, so it's not the per year, so it's not even, didn't even reach our. I just know there were some concerns on that, and there was another concern on.
And it's added to the contract? It's just an addition to our regular contract that we have with them?
It's just kind of an adding on that particular feature.
Yeah.
And they,
it's a specialized tools that they use for the public to view that. And I just thought since we taxpayers have paid for those obliques like that, that give them the opportunity to enjoy them.
He doesn't have a problem with what it is. He has a problem with the contract and how it's written. And
it's their general contract they send out to H and every county and
right,
stuff.
Right. It's just, and I quote, poorly written from the perspective of the county. So it
that's their general contract goes out, so I don't know.
Well, again, of course, our attorney's job is to protect us, not...
I wasn't aware of any concerns.
Qpublic.net, so.
Ken.
But it also just goes on to say that with it only being $900, he's happy with it if it adds a statutory financial officer certification. So that's what I was looking for.
That's just a sheet we have that says that the auditor is saying that funds are available if you for that.
Right.
You get everything out of contingency anyway that's above and beyond.
Donna, do you want there to be a place for you to sign it as well?
There should be for the commissioner to sign it.
There's no...
I'm sorry?
There's no place on here for it.
After it's tested, action of the commissioner.
So we can make it...
On the same page as Rick's status to edit.
Rick's has been added on the back when I see that now.
Oh, okay.
But, I'll move to approve with the addition of certification from the clerk.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Sorry, I wasn't.
No, that's. I just wasn't aware of any concerns, so.
He's just trying to be that way today.
Have a good day.
See ya.
Bid recommendations for septic system services.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me here this morning. I appreciate your time.
What do you want? What are you?
We're here this morning in regards to bid number 201610-352 for septic system services, as requested by the Environmental Services Department Director, Mr. Suti, following directions from you all to rebid these services as they had been in place and awarded previously. I released a new bid for these services on October the 29th. The bid process closed on November the 30th, and we had received two qualified responses. One from Borman Septic Services, who was the current vendor in place via the contract that had or will soon expire, and S&S Pumping Incorporated. Both of these septic tank services companies are located here in Forsyth, Missouri. The bid specifications, as dictated to me by Mr. Suti, who's here this morning to answer any of your questions, involved a pricing structure that we laid out by different locations throughout the county, as we did in the previous bid back in 2014, I think it was. The pricing structure, not to be confused with a total cost involved, came back to us from these two companies, with S&S coming in at the lower cost. And so... The actual dollar amounts, when you add up the structure estimate per location, came in with Borman at $8,190 and S&S Septic Services at $7,170. All of the other criteria requested within the bid specifications were acceptable. All boxes were checked accordingly, signatures, etc. And so Mr. Suti took both of those responses and did a complete and thorough review, and I'll turn it over to him now for his formal recommendation for award.
And looking at the two respondents' information, it's pretty clear that S&S Pumping was the lowest responsible bidder bidding on the project. Their prices are running, in most cases, $15 to $20 below what was submitted by the other vendor as far as septic tank and the geographic location. They've been in business, S&S has been in business in Taney County for several years. I don't know any negative issues that I've heard in regards to their company. And just given that, given what I know about the company and giving the prices that they've submitted, that would be my recommendation.
There's a couple of questions that need to be asked on this. I know from our current provider, there is a change in prices from the contract that they might have with the city or the cities that change the prices on them. There was a concern. As a matter of fact, last year, I think they came to the commission. I don't know whether you guys remember it or not, and they came to the
asked
commission.
Asked for an increase because it cost them more.
Yeah, asked for the increase that was submitted to them. On top of that, is there anything in this contract that covers that kind of condition?
Basically, the cost that they present to the county would have to be honored by the vendor. If there was something that should come up, S&S hauls to Branson. I haven't heard anything about Branson wanting to raise their prices. Now, there has been discussion about Hollister. But they could come back to the commission, and they could, like anybody could. But if they wanted to raise their price, that might be an issue to where it might have to be rebid, or we might say no, we're gonna hold you to these numbers. This is what you presented.
Well, and I might try to answer your question regarding the contract draft that Frank has me submit on all awards. There is wording in there that covers if there are any pricing fluctuations whatsoever, then that particular awarded vendor is to contact the county and discuss those fluctuations and get approval. A phone call is required or other written communication. That's just kind of boilerplate stuff that's in there. And while I've got the floor, I'll also add that this particular bid went out as requested with an 18-month term on it. However, the pre-approved level or amount of septic tanks that you guys had already decided on is 500 within a 12-month period, and I've massaged that wording into the contract too for Frank to approve to work with. So the vendor knew that he would have an 18-month time frame, but the vendor will also know when he sees the final contract draft that it's really 12 months with 500 tanks involved, and John wanted me to add that in there and clarify that. So that's something that we may need to look at too when Frank gets this. But there is wording to accommodate pricing fluctuations. So
when you say 8190 versus 7170, that's how do you come up with that number?
That number basically is taking the chart that they submit their prices per septic tank size and for geographic location. So that number is basically a tool because
just for a ballpark
some,
amount structure.
Yeah, some contractors might charge more in one location than another. No. So this is just a basic tool.
Do you have a copy of that for us?
Yeah, I can get you a copy.
Okay, I see it right now.
Yep.
Were they cheaper anywhere? Or were they cheaper everywhere?
Everywhere.
Okay. Yeah. So it wasn't like a concentrated area where it might.
Yeah, it's pretty much across the board there.
$10, $15 to $20 under. Okay. What about the another question I want to ask, because I know this runs into a situation of weather, timing, this and that. Is the number of trucks on S&S versus the number of trucks available from Cardwell, which makes a big difference in how this can be taken care of? Mm-hmm. Or I said Cardwell, I meant Borman.
Borman. Sold by the Cardwells.
Well, they have, S&S has two trucks. And, of course, Borman's, they have four or five trucks, so there's no doubt about that. I don't know how many trucks that they actually dedicated to the program, but they do have the trucks to back up if there was a pinch in trying to get the work done. All I can say is on their response that they said the tank would be pumped out within
48 hours.
Yeah, 48 hours.
Yeah, pretty good response time.
As they've been notified, all I can plan to do is keep records on all of that and on feedback from customers and just monitor